Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Get Close. I'm Gio.
I'm Bart.
And let me just clear my throat real quick.
How come you always have phlegm?
I don't know.
Right when we're about to record.
Because I think what's happening is I'm talking more and more, where like the whole morning, I'm not like talking to anyone. So my vocal cords are just chilling. And maybe there's just like some shit popping in there that's like sleeping. And then as soon as my vocal cords start vibrating, it's like, yee, and then all the phlegm comes up. I don't know why.
Maybe you need to start doing the Asian dad thing. Yeah, in the morning, every Asian dad is, and they get all of it out. And I even hear my mom doing it.
Yeah.
Like in the morning, I hear it like through her bathroom, through like four sets of walls. It's like, but at least she's a professional podcaster, unlike someone I know.
She's really good. I know, and I'm sure like my coffee has dairy in it, so I'm sure dairy is probably causing some shit.
Why would you do something like that?
Well, it's powdered. I didn't really think about it until after, where I was like, well, I need the coffee.
Because even when we did that voice acting lesson for JK back in the day, the voice acting coach was like, no coffee at all, because it gives you a...
Well, thanks for sharing like, that tip.
Spit voice. You didn't watch that video, you producer?
Of course not.
Oh my God, that's so irresponsible.
You watch your own videos?
You're the producer. You need to watch it.
No, I don't. I'm not the director. I'm not the editor.
You're in control of making sure that product is good.
And it is good. It happened, right?
All right.
That's it. The director needs to do the rest.
She said that the coffee makes your saliva thick, and then it goes...
What's in your cup?
Jumbi Matcha, baby.
Is it really?
Take a look.
Oh, it is. Well, thanks for sharing that tip, you son of a bitch. And speaking about sons...
We weren't speaking about no fucking sons, you fucking lying sack of shit.
I am speaking about sons. Tone it down, homeboy. What's in that Jumbi cup? Holy shit.
It's the new ceremonial matcha. So I'm getting real ceremonial up in here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So speaking of sons,
yeah.
You've been like a son. Like you've been hitting the role of a son for like a solid 3 weeks now. Your mom's been staying with us, going on 3 weeks. And prior to that, we were both kind of like, at least I felt like we were both kind of like, I don't know, your mom's kind of a little too much, you know, but considering everything that happened with your pop.
What makes you feel like that's too much? Because I got my own feelings of why she's too much.
No, that's where my question's going.
Oh.
So because of everything that happened with your pops, like, you know, it just brought our family closer together.
Can I tell you a comment that I read? That I was like, dude, that's just so fucked up. It was also so fucking funny at the same time.
Oh, no.
Why are you oh-knowing already?
Because you're a comedian. It's probably going to be really fucked up. If you think the comment's fucked up.
But it's also funny.
Okay.
So I posted, hey, I've been showing my mom around Vegas. She loves it so much. She don't want to leave. And then the comment goes, we all know where this is going. And I was like, damn, oh fuck, that's a fucking crazy roast, but that was really good. Cause I know what he's talking about. He's saying my mom's gonna commit suicide too if he didn't get it, you know what I'm saying?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
So shout out to that hater, because I know he's a hater. Because I clicked on the account.
Yeah.
No posts, of course.
Yeah.
But I recognize a genius line. I recognize a bar when I see a bar, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So shout outs to you, Mochi345.
Was it Mochi345? Yeah, that's pretty gnarly.
I was like, oh, my fucking eyes are on fire. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. I don't know where to take it from here.
No. Yeah, it's been really cool. You know, you always hear this saying, and that's what a lot of people, I think, is their go-to condolence is like, oh, man, your pop's passed away. Oh, man, like, you know what's going to happen? It's just going to bring the family tighter, right? And I go, my parents are divorced. Why would it ever bring the family tighter?
They say that?
Most people.
I've never heard anyone be that positive.
Yeah, most people are like, oh, you know what?
It's usually me saying shit like that.
Oh, maybe it's just you.
Yeah, I'm like, usually people don't.
No, most people do. They do.
Take it there.
From what
I've never heard that.
I only surround myself with like positive, uplifting people.
Yeah, we have the same friends.
And they usually say stuff like that. They either go like, oh man, like, you know, it usually brings people together. And I really doubted that statement because I'm like, what is there to bring together? They're apart. They're like separate worlds.
Oh, literally just for your circumstance.
My specific scenario.
Got it.
Because my parents, it's not like, you know, like I was talking to one of my other friends when his pops passed away. He got really close with his mom and they really leaned on each other. Makes sense. They're a family. I've never been a family with not only them two because they were divorced, but I had my own distance with my dad because my dad and my mom got divorced when I was six. And so I've always had more of an uncle relationship because I only saw him like a few times a week. And me and my mom, because
that's
she was
still quite a bit, by the way. Few times a week is quite a bit. I feel like you saw your dad more than I saw my dad.
Impossible. You really? Guys at I was least already... have presents.
Yeah.
You come home, his shoes are on the ground. His favorite cup. I see.
That's true. That's true. There's something.
It's different when you like, when you look at your family picture and it's you, your mom, and your dad. Yeah. And the dad's head is cut off.
Really? She did that?
Or fucking eyes poked out.
She really? No,
there,
she didn't.
No, there was some like that. There was some where it's like fucking like I was looking through the photo. I mean, it's fresh, right? Like a divorce. I'm looking through photo albums and fucking just straight beheadings on all the fucking like 4x6s.
Isn't that a bummer when you have such a good photo and then you have like an ex-friend or just someone that did you wrong or someone that you just don't have a relationship with?
Yeah.
You're like, fuck, man, that was a good ass memory and you want to keep the photo. Do you throw the photo away or do you just cut them out?
I think it's funny when you know exactly who that is.
Oh, so just fuck up their face?
Because it doesn't do anything. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, there's a photo of like me holding two hands and then this person's head's cut off. I'm like, mom, I wonder who this guy is.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So the presence, at least I had it. You didn't have that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I didn't have that. But even my mom being a super Asian tiger mom, I had my own distance with her.
Yeah.
So like growing up, I never really felt like I had parents. And I know you probably remember when we first got together and when we were like revealing our, after the sexual desires were unleashed on each other.
I didn't get that feeling. Yeah. Oh yeah. I didn't get that real answer from you though.
What
or like
answer?
Or not the answer, but I didn't really understand
that. Oh, but let me finish. What I was saying is after we released sexual tensions on each other.
That's what you wanted to finish? That's what I fucking interrupted, sir?
No, but I was like, remember when I told you, like, I don't think I would cry.
Yeah, that was later in the relationship.
If both of my parents pass away, whether together or simultaneously, remember I told you, I don't think I would cry. And yeah. I just don't, like, I would look at all my friends and the relationship they have with their parents, and I never had that, you know?
Where you'd be like, I'd be devastated if they were gone.
Where just like all of my friends, and I think that's like the majority of it, probably represents regular people. Your parents are usually the people that you feel very safe with.
Of course.
And they're the people that know your ugliest side.
Yeah.
And they'll judge you.
You could do no wrong.
But you can do no wrong. They'll judge you, but you can do no wrong. And I never felt that unconditional love from my parents. I don't know if because they're too Asian or what the hell it was.
What does that feel like, not having unconditional love?
It feels like you're sleeping over at someone else's house.
What?
Yeah.
Have I felt that before? Keep going.
Like at home with you, totally comfortable.
Not really. I make you fart outside.
I mean,
you get sad.
That's true. I mean, but I just call you a bitch and it feels good. But it makes up for it.
Okay.
But like whether you're home or not, it feels like it's my house, right? I can walk around naked if I wanted to. I could pick my nose. I could do whatever the hell I want. And I know that like it's a safe space. Ever since I was a kid living with my mom, I felt like there's so many fucking rules that I was constantly a guest in my own house to the point where I'd rather be at a friend's house because I felt more comfortable there.
What were some of the rules like? Like, what does that feel like? It's you come home from school.
Okay.
Or it's a weekend because your mom worked.
Yeah. So step by step, okay? When you come home from school, you take off your shoes. And like a lot of
what do you do with your shoes?
A lot of them are little rules that don't matter as much until it all starts building.
I see. That's what I was about to say.
Yeah. So you take off your shoes. Very normal. A lot of Asians do that. You put them away.
But what do you put them away like?
Very normal. Just in like a shoe rack or something.
Oh, so there's a specific. Because like walking inside your house, kicking your shoes off is different than like taking your shoes off, putting
them
away.
Let me build momentum. I'll build momentum. Okay. And you'll see the ones that actually matter.
I'll shut the fuck up. I get it.
Please shut the fuck up, bitch.
You son of a
hoe. It made me feel better though. Made me feel safe in my own home.
You're so fucking lucky the cameras are on.
So I would come home, take off my shoes, put it in the place she wants me to put it, which is a specific place, and you immediately announce your presence. Like, mama zao, or mama wan an, or mama whatever, like, mom, good morning, mom, good afternoon, and you announce it. And if you don't, she pretty much comes out and goes, what the fuck was that? You greet her with a smile. It doesn't matter what the fuck you have to do. If you had diarrhea, you come, you find where she is at in the house, address the elders through seniority. Like, grandpa, how are you doing? Grandma, how are you doing? Mom, how are you doing? And then you go do whatever you're going to do. So there's always that very specific order of a greeting. If there's guests there, then you address them immediately. And then you walk away, and then you get to go do whatever you wanted. So that's like step number one. Step number two, on a couch, like my mom always says, sitting has sitting form, standing has standing form. I can never lean on one side. That's not standing.
When you're standing?
When you're standing straight the fuck up and down. When you're sitting the straight fuck up and down. Like, what the fuck is this? Like, if I sat like this, like, what the fuck is that?
That's what men do.
Like, put your
because you have big balls.
Yeah, put your fucking feet down, and it'd be like this. Just like sit like you want to sit, and it'd be like everything was like, so it felt like almost like boot camp at home already. Like, I have like all these really crazy rules. Even when I'm like eating rice, I can't just hold rice like with sloppy hands. The rice has to be like this. It's called pearl and dragon's mouth. So I have to hold it a specific way. I have to eat like this. I have to feed myself in like 90 degree angles. And then like when we're,
no wonder you're so good at math. Everything's fucking shaped since like you were like two and shit.
I know. And then
for geometry. Algebra.
Yeah, and then like I can never talk to my mom in a very conversational way. I think that probably really destroys rapport, you know?
Like, what was it like?
Like, I'll be like, man, school's really hard today. She's like, you talk to your mom like that? I'm not your friend. First address me, mother, and what was your problem? Like that. Like, you can't just have like a heart to heart.
Wow.
Yeah, everything's a very like, submit a request, please. Like, put that in the suggestion box. You can't even be like, man, you guys' Coke's just really good. You're like, oh man, thank you so much. We have a special recipe for the Coca-Cola we make. No, none of that. It's like, man, Coke's really good. It's like, what about the beverages do you like? Like, it's like very like that. And first, address me as manager, please. Manager, go ahead. What was your opinion? So it's very like fucking rigid throughout. Even when I'm sleeping, she goes, you need to sleep like Siddhartha. So she made me sleep like this every night on my right side. And you have to have your hand tucked to your face and your other hand on the side like this. You have to sleep like this.
Does she sleep like that?
Yeah, she sleeps like that too. So it's like literally from morning until night, it's like every single thing has a form that you must do in that form.
God.
So
damn.
It just felt fucking uncomfortable. And then of course you add in the extracurricular activities. Anybody that's ever had an Asian piano teacher knows, like, it's not about how good you play, like how much emotion, it's the form you play in. You know, can you hold a quarter on top of your hands while you're playing? If not, whack, you know?
God, Jesus.
Yeah, and then, so that's just like bare minimum everyday, like, behavior or conduct. And then comes the actual parenting. So you do something, whack, just with a stick. Ah, what the fuck? And then it's like,
she just had sticks like, readily available.
Yeah. Tell me what you did wrong. I don't even know. So I have to guess. If I guess wrong, I get hit wrong. So sometimes I guess 10 times, I get hit 10 times. I'm like, was it because I was rude to you? Did I not put my shoes away? Or did I do whatever? Or did I give you attitude? Or, you know, or did I eat before you ate?
God
or
damn.
Or did I worry about you before? Or did I worry about myself before I worried about you? You know, it's like all, like I just keep guessing because I don't know what the fuck I did wrong. So it was always like this high alert, like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. You know?
God, Jesus.
So because of that.
Oh, I can't breathe.
Yeah, I felt like I had like a very strict supervisor that I lived with. And any type of thing that I would ever bring up either came with judgment or conditions.
What does a judgment sound like?
All my friends are like dyeing their hair. Can I like dye my hair? Why the fuck would anybody want to do that? You want to be a fucking hooligan? I'm sure that's pretty normal to a lot of people. You hear shit like that. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, mom, I want to shave my legs. What, you want to be a fucking hoe? You know, like, there's that. But then there's also everything came with conditions. Like, hey, mom, can I, you know, all my friends have, like, rollerblades now. Can I have, like, can I get some rollerblades? I could go rollerblade with them. It's like, well, is it, do you have a 4.0?
Jeez.
If you have a 4.0, why the fuck are you even worried about rollerblades? This episode of Get Close is brought to you by BetterHelp. You know, as you guys know, this year I've been through some pretty tough times because of my specific situations. And that's not unique to me. A lot of people are going through some tough times, whether this year or the last couple of years. And that's what I like about BetterHelp, because unfortunately, life doesn't come with a user manual. So when it's not working for you, it's not something you could just thumb through some pages and find the solutions, you know? And navigating any of life's challenges can make you feel really unsure, whether it's a career change, new relationship, a death in the family, or a new diagnosed sickness in a loved one. And that's what therapists are here to do. They're trained to help you figure out the cause of some of these challenging emotions and learn productive coping skills, which makes therapy like the closest thing to a guided tour for what's going on in your brain. Because sometimes you're so in it that you don't have time to analyze it, you know? And you need a tour guide to help like guide you through left and right and figure out what are all these emotions and thoughts that you're feeling. And BetterHelp has connected over 3 million people with licensed therapists, and it's super convenient and accessible because it's 100% online. And I'm a huge advocate for therapy because we don't have all the answers, you know? And for anyone that's kind of scared about therapy, they're not there to solve your problems. What they're there to do is when you reveal your problems and the emotions and your reactions to those problems, they help you discover and ask questions so that your own solution is revealed to you. So they're not life solution experts. They are a tour guide that help you navigate and hopefully ask the productive questions to unlocking what you need to get to the next step. Because for me, I'm someone that does not like to sit still and be stuck in mud. You know, like I always want to move forward no matter how crazy of a life circumstance that's presented to me. And as the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable. You just have to fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. And if things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. Couldn't be simpler. And there's no waiting room. So if you have like that weird stigma, you're like, oh, this makes me feel uncomfortable. You don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about traffic. There's no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/getclose. That's BETTERHELP.com/getclose. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, and then
you did have a manager.
Yeah.
You had a boss.
Yeah. So everything was like performance based. And so I never felt unconditional love.
Fucking shit. No, I for sure am spoiled compared to you.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if I fell, she's like, why the fuck would you do that to my son's body?
Wow. Like, before, you, there was like
before
two...
consoling me. You know, like if I fell off the skateboard and I fucking scraped my knee, it was like, what the fuck did I tell you about being careful first before consoling me?
This started when? As far back as you can remember?
I don't have too many memories of when I was like 4. Yeah, probably. Yeah, 5, 6, 7, around that era.
Fucking shit. So like Taika's age.
Yeah, because most of my upbringing in my early childhood was in one house. So I started remembering it like the managerial vibes from that house.
Damn, dog. And I mean, like knowing your mom now, I understand where it comes from. Single mom. She had her pressure from her parents. I get all that. So how did you think living with her was going to be? Because we've had this conversation a lot throughout our relationship, because you're the only child, and we do, every time we plan life, we plan in the immediate, we plan in the 1 year, we plan in the 5, 10, 30 years down the line. So we're always kind of playing with different scenarios. And we've had the conversation in the past where it's like, well, what do we do when my mom wants to move in? Cause you're like, that's for sure going to be her thing.
She's for sure going to want to, you know, that's like a lot of Asian moms are like, where's my place? You know, like when you buy a house, the first thing she goes, where's my room? And I'm like, in the backyard where the dog lives, you know?
Damn, you still had her on the property? That's tight.
Yeah. No, yeah, for sure. I think I knew that that was something that was coming, but I didn't want to fulfill it.
And why?
Because I fucking hate living with her.
Why?
Because I felt like I can't be myself.
Even as an adult? Like, it continues?
Oh, yeah. It's fucking, like, the amount of control has so much residual effects. It's pretty nuts. I don't know if you remember. I'm sure you do.
I'll never forget.
But even in my 20s, when we're shooting JK, anytime I pull my pants down, I have red underwear because she wanted me to wear red underwear. So I'm not even living with her, but I'm still under her control.
Yeah.
I feel like Britney Spears. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. I feel so bad for her.
I live in a fucking conservatorship. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's not that bad. But that's like the amount of control that I have. So I think like as I got older and I wanted to get my independent, I mean, I already started like trying to run away from home in high school many times, you know? So I think I felt like I needed to break free to get my freedom. And when I was able to first start getting my own taste of freedom, I was like, oh yeah, this is what I need. This is what I want. But I would still get, I mean, even on our earlier dates, phone calls every fucking day. And then it'd be like,
multiple times.
Yeah, we're eating at fucking BJ's or something. Oh shit, my mom called me. Wait a second. And I walk outside and we're like talking for an hour. And you're just there like twiddling your thumbs. Like, you're like, what the fuck? And that's like every fucking day in the middle of a movie. Fuck, my mom's calling me and I have to respond immediately. Go outside, talk for another hour for some motherfucking bullshit. So even as I got older and became an adult, I was really trying to separate myself from that control. You know, and even when you come and visit, she's putting like rules on you. Oh, but wear those sandals. Oh, do this or do that, you know?
Yeah, no, that doesn't fly with
me. And then even when like my grandma was going to pass away, she's like, you got to come. I'm not even Buddhist. She goes, you got to come to Taiwan and do a Buddhist service. And you know, fucking Buddhist service is fucking a marathon. It's literally like 5 days long.
That sounds normal though.
From 8 a.m. to like 8 p.m. at night.
That's reasonable. Like that's reasonable because it's family. Hold on.
12-hour service sure. on your fucking knees.
I don't know. Religion is pretty nuts. But the thing that threw me for a fucking loop where I was like, my fucking, from my, the top of my head just kind of like separated and went, woo. You know, like that little emoji that there's an explosion. My mind was blown. When she was like, hey, so my parents are coming over, but they're old and I don't want them to travel on their own. I need you to jump on a flight, pick them up, fly back with them. And it was literally like a 48-hour thing for you where you get up, I drive you to the airport, drop you off, you get on a plane, you fly to Taiwan, you pick up your grandparents, put literally the same day that you just landed, put them on a flight, fly back with them. Literally just 2 days of your life gone because she wanted you to do that. And I was like,
that to me is normal.
What?
Like human trafficking, I'm down.
No, you don't call it right? that. Don't call it human that's trafficking. That's
fucking Ocean's 11.
Yeah, but that's she not human me, trafficking, she wanted bro. Me,
I'm trafficking my fucking... Are you're they not humans? Are my grandparents not humans?
Yeah, but you're not trafficking shit.
What
you're
am just, I doing?
You're being a... You're fucking taking care of them.
We went through LA Customs, right?
You were like, there's security.
There's traffic in LA, right?
Shut up.
That's human and there's traffic.
No. With this whole Balenciaga thingy that's fucking popping and like all this fucking...
They're not kids.
Drain the swamp, empty the swamp, whatever the fuck. I know, but
anyways, my mom wanted me to be in human trafficking. I love crime. I'm down.
Shut up.
Fucking Ocean's 11.
Yeah, but I thought that was crazy.
Heist their ass. To me, that's normal. I'm down for anything. You fucking go on some like girls trip into Mexico. Oh, fuck, you're getting kidnapped. You need to call me. You need fucking Mike Lowry to come down. I'll fucking come save your ass. I'm down for shit like that. Fucking... When it comes to
Mike Lowry, is that fucking Bad Boys?
Yeah.
Okay.
God damn it. What the fuck? You drinking all that coffee in your brain fucking slower than molasses? All right. Anyways.
I'm going to kick you in the fucking face. I'm going to kick the mic. The mic's going to jam your fucking teeth. Your teeth are going to be fucking.
Guess where you're going to kick me? Out. Where I was. You're going to fucking kick me right here. I'm like, yeah, I was there 5 minutes ago. You fucking slow ass.
Hurry up, you bitch.
Anyways, what I was going to say is when it comes to religion. Right, when people do ceremonial practices, it's out of respect, right? So like if you're going through the motions because I know you believe in it, so yeah, grandma passes away, you want me to go to the temple, light some incense, you know, fucking bow a couple times, I'm super down. I'm not fucking Buddhist, just like how I wouldn't, you wouldn't drag me to some crazy, you wouldn't like drag me to go get baptized, right?
Yeah,
like I'm but my mom dragged my ass to go do a fucking 5 day, like 12-hour service that none of her siblings are even doing.
No.
She's the only, like everyone is doing the normal shit. Like I think there's a, is it called a wake? When the body's just laying there. So the body's in a casket and you get to spend time the whole week, right? And so it's at the temple. They booked a little like their own, I think it's like a WeWork, but it's called WeDie. And then you put your own body in the fucking cubicle and you get to rent
you
it.
You motherfucker said a WeDie.
Yeah, you put in a fucking cubicle and you rent the WeDie and you get to, it's by the day. And
so the body's just laying there?
It's in there in a casket. Yeah, it's like that morning, it's like part of the morning. My, it's already been embalmed, so it's not going to rot or whatever, you know? They already did their dang thing. Everybody does a normal shit. Come in the morning if they have time, bow, bow, bow. come at night when they have time, bow, bow, bow. So most of the family I saw in the beginning and at night, if they had a long work day and they can't, you still got to attend to your family. People are dead anyways, right? People are paying their respects. My mom's the only one that, you know, my mom, you know, my mom, my mom, my mom, fucking chanting all motherfucking day from morning all the way till night.
The whole time wasn't even eating?
Nothing. Dragging my ass to, and I'm like, I flew all the way to America, I mean, from America for this fucking bullshit. We're fucking walking around in squares and shit. Like we're walking the yard in fucking San Quentin, fucking chanting fucking Amitofo, Amitofo, Amitofo all fucking day. And I'm like, bro, I don't even believe in this shit, but I'm doing it for you. But there's also so much control that I don't feel like I have any other way. And the amount of how much you need to respect and pay back to your elders is so fucking ingrained in me that I felt guilty for not doing going. It. And then there's what, like at least five other cousins that aren't there. Why? They live in Taiwan and they're not even there. I fucking flew all the way from America for this fucking bullshit. You know, so it's just even as I got older as an adult, I still felt like all this control that I had to do. So I just felt, I just always felt like, oh, like, you know, the, like when I'm around my mom, I just felt like my fucking necktie's on.
Okay. So now I get the picture, completely suffocating, smothering, controlling.
Yeah. Like even when we used to like eat, she's like, why are you eating like all that meat? You know, my mom's vegetarian.
Oh, still? I mean, no, she would
before,
do that?
Before. But like, she'd be like, oh, like, or like, not even just the meat vegetarian thing, but like, oh, that's so much fried stuff. You know, like that's too much heat. Like in Chinese, that's too much like heat energy. So like every single thing, it's like a lot of nitpicky stuff. So I have all the basic Asian nitpicky stuff. And then I got the other crazy shit where I'm fucking crawling around on my knees and stuff.
God damn.
Yeah. So I just felt like, oh man, I think this is love. I don't know.
So at what point, what was like the pivotal moment for you where you're like, enough?
The pivotal moment was the one time my mom needed to pee really bad, and I was like, you ain't coming in here, bitch.
What inspired that? Like, what gave you the courage to do that?
So, when I first moved out.
You were how old?
19.
Okay.
My mom is an angel. She's a bitch, but she's an angel. She's a bitch angel.
What does that mean?
So, just like you. So
fuck you. Why did you keep talking shit to me?
So she's a bitch angel, which means like she's fucking controlling as fuck, but she wants not even the best. She wants more than the best for you. So at that time when I was 19, me and my dad were getting into fights every fucking day at home.
Bitch angel.
Yeah. Me and my dad are getting
now I get it.
Me and my dad are getting into fights every fucking day, right? I already had a horrible academic life, kicked out of 3-4 schools and all that shit. Finally joined the Marine Corps. First positive thing I did. Graduated, got a meritorious promotion. I'm like, cool, got some momentum. Get this new discipline, come back, hit the books. I'm going to change my life around. But it's hard when you're getting into fights every day because you're, you know, when you get into a big, I don't know if you're like this, but after I get into a big ass fight, I just want to knock out because I'm like so fucking exhausted. I'm so overwhelmed with emotion and it's fights over stupid shit, stupid ass shit. It was really distracting me from my studies, and me and my dad didn't really get along. So I told my mom.
Oh, like, you guys were fighting? Okay, because you moved in with your pops at that point.
Yeah.
After the Marines, you moved in with your dad.
Moved back in with my dad.
Got it. And you guys have such a turbulent relationship. You guys are fighting literally every day over the stupidest shit.
Yeah.
And because you just don't understand your emotions and know how to control them, you're completely fucking drained.
Yes. Yeah.
Got it.
And so I'm like, man, I need to fucking move out. And at that time, I had the GI Bill. I think it was like $500, $800 a month. I'm like, that covers rent. That's pretty cool. I'll find a job for the rest, and we'll be good to go. And my mom, being the bitch angel, she's a bitch.
So you're consulting with her the whole time?
Yeah, like
you're
telling her. I'm talking to her, and she was like,
"So you go and run behind mom's skirt." That's what you did.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my mom. Oh, her hoochie skirts. Yeah, that's true.
We'll talk about those later.
Yeah, I'll talk about those later. So she. She's like, you know what? I support you. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
That's the good. Angel part.
Yeah, that's cool. Now the bitch part, which is also still has a little bit of angel in it. She comes back like a week later. She goes, I have a plan. And I was like, what's the plan? She goes, I'm going to buy another house. I'll buy another house. You and your roommate, who is also a Marine, since you guys have to rent and both of you guys have GI Bill, which is very steady, you guys could pay for that part of the mortgage. And if you guys stay there for 10 years, then the house will slowly already start paying itself off.
She thought you guys were going to stay there for 10 years. That's so cute.
Yeah. So she has a, and if we leave, we'll rent it out, you know? And so it's logically, it's like, dude, that's fucking genius. And thank you for setting the whole, like our whole family up for the future. But the part that was like controlling, yeah, was I just want to do things on my own terms. You know what I mean?
It's like you wanted to solve your own problems, yeah. But she would never let you solve your own problems. It's literally like my way. I know better than you. I'm going to keep you keep here. Like essentially she's just protecting you. Honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. And throughout like, this whole thing. And getting my front instead of getting my back.
Yeah. I get you.
You mean like, it's like,
I get you. And like, you're also a man. Like, so you feel like an additional layer of like, yo, I should fend for myself.
Yeah. It's like, you know what? I just want some, I want a vanilla latte from Starbucks. And someone brings you like a $12, like really expensive coffee. And it almost feels like, well, I know better. You don't want that shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, well, I kind of just wanted that. You know, yeah. I kind of just wanted McDonald's. Thank you for this $12 burger, but I just kind of wanted McDonald's.
Yeah, why are you being so ungrateful?
Yeah, so kind of like that. So
yeah.
So I was able to leave and I went to go.
Did you protest that at all? Were you like, no, I don't need it. I want to do it on my own. Or you don't even know how to talk back at this
point. I don't know how to talk back. I don't know how to even sort through my own emotions because I think that's a skill you have to develop. So, you know, when something, I was brought up so logically that as soon as something makes logical sense, I have to force my emotions to support it.
Mm.
You know, because I'm like, wait, that makes sense. So if I pay with my GI Bill, my buddy pays with his GI Bill, we cover the rent. And if we stay here, then my mom puts his down payment. And then, yeah, in 10 years, the house would be like this much paid off. We could refinance. And then I'm like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but you just have this feeling, but you don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
And you're I like, whatever. Oh, okay, now, okay, yeah.
And I have this feeling because then I'm like, but it doesn't feel like, you know, like feelings don't really come with full words.
Right.
So you're just like, I don't know if that's the liberating feeling. Because I kind of feel like if I put up a piece of art, I'm going to get critiqued on it. If I do whatever, I'm going to get critiqued on it. I kind of feel like my mom's going to stop by any time. You know, you just have all these, but you don't have the words for it. You're like, okay, logically, that makes a lot of sense. Oh, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And then it's not when it happens. Then you're like, oh, fuck, the control's still here. My mom's coming every week. And now she's like coming in and like telling my friends like, oh, why is your room so messy?
I'm really?
Like, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, if someone was renting, like you would never show, you would never even show up, and you can't just comment on people's shit, you know. Yeah. And she still had the keys; she would just come in whenever she wants. So even though I moved out and I don't see my mom every day, I still felt that weekly control, right? And then you add that with the amount of like in your ear my whole life, I'm walking around the house with the in my ear, right? And then my mom believes in fucking like good luck and all that shit, so she made me wear red underwear. So I pull out my drawer.
I remember.
All red underwear. So I still have a lot of control. My mom believes in feng shui. So after we bought the house, she would remodel the door to face another direction. So that's another reminder that my mom's there. And then she would put like, oh, no, but this feng shui is not good. We got to hang a mirror over here. So there's just all these little things. Even though I moved out, her control was still there. So it wasn't until when I moved in with you.
Even in UCLA, you felt control?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I mean, she didn't come out as much because the fucking 405 is a bitch, so yeah. It's really good defense.
Yeah,
but still, like,
it's like your fucking strategy for war. You're like, yeah. Okay, this is like your little moat.
I know she don't want to be driving through no 405. You know,
nobody does.
So I know that was key, and so she stopped by very little. I actually, you know what, at UCLA, I felt quite liberated, but I don't think I can fully enjoy it because the studies were so hard.
I see. Got it.
You know, because that's really
you switched on, one anxiety for another.
Yeah,
one.
That's like, especially when you're like pre-med, that weighs so heavy. Like every minute of your time, you feel like, am I wasting it right now? Yeah.
Got it.
And then, of course, there's still the, did you call me today? Did you call me today? So you still got to fucking do all that bullshit, you know? So it wasn't until I moved in with you when I graduated and all that. And then this is probably when I was like 25 now. I move in with you and you have your own landlord, your own set of roommates that when I was living with you, I'm like, cool. She can't just come up in this bitch. She doesn't fucking own anything. I don't owe her anything. I'm paying for my own rent now. You know, everything is
super separate
now. And then there's that one time where, because my mom will always be in the neighborhood,
yep,
where she's doing, well, I don't know what, getting her back cracked or some shit. And this time she's in the neighborhood. She goes, I need to pee. Can I go use the bathroom? And I was like, you know what? No, you cannot. Go back to the restaurant. You were just that if you need to go pee. And I really put my foot down there.
Where did you start feeling it, though? Like, where did you start going, wait a minute, there's a lot of control happening here. Was it when you moved and you finally had a, you were like, oh, fuck, this is what it feels like.
When I was five. Oh. And I couldn't do any of the things that my homies did.
Yeah, because you were saying in 19, like when you got the house to move out from your dad's place, you just didn't know how to recognize that feeling. So that's what I'm talking about. Like, what did you, how did you recognize that now? Was it because you moved and you're like, oh, this is what it's supposed to feel like?
I think college a little bit.
Oh, I see. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she couldn't control any of it.
Yeah. College a little bit. And to be honest, even a boot camp a little bit. I think boot camp, like,
you were like, this is so easy.
The discipline part was pretty easy. The physical activity part is hard because, you know, you're just like, it's like,
yeah, they're pushing it's like to the brinks.
Yeah, it's like playing a sport, but the whole day. But the discipline part, like standing like still for like an hour, I'm like, bro, that's fucking, that's what I got to do at home anyways. You know, that stuff's easy. But the fact that I can, like, their rules are actually easier than my mom's rules because I don't have to sleep like this. I can pass out, you know, I could do whatever. So I actually enjoyed that environment even more because it was a strict environment that had more freedom, you know?
Wild.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
Because it would be like, yeah, you shave your head. Yeah, you got to tuck in your shirt. You got to like have it pressed everywhere, right, wears the right uniform. But they're controlling you so you can look like a fucking stud.
Yeah.
Right? Versus my mom controls my clothes and my haircut so I can look like a bitch.
Well, so in her eyes, so it was a stud also.
No, so it's fucking way different. I'm like, I don't mind if I like have to join a gang and we all got to get the same tattoos because at least I look dope. Whatever her control was, I came out like a bitch. So I don't want to fucking, I don't want to do all that.
Yeah, yeah.
What up, guys? This episode is brought to you by the one and only Manscaped. And what I have in my hand is the Lawnmower 4.0, which I use religiously every week to keep myself nice and trimmed and presentable and ready to make Tyka's brother or sister. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I love about Manscaped, because they have a whole plethora of options to keep the dude, let's face it, dudes are kind of nasty, more appealing to ourselves and our significant others. And if you guys are looking for gift ideas, this is perfect because they have a ton of stocking stuffers. So, for example, like the Platinum Package 4.0 comes loads of little presents, perfect for stocking stuffers, like a handful of their liquid formulations, shampoos, body washes, upstairs and downstairs, deodorants, gels, exfoliants. Their Shears 2.0 is their full kit for nail care, which I also use. It has scissors, clippers, tweezers. So if you're ever traveling and you need to keep your grooming under control, boom, nice, easy package. Throw it in your backpack and you're ready to go. You don't have to worry about growing out your crazy nose hairs or you have like cat-like fingernails or anything like that. Also, they have the Persevere Cologne, which is a light, breezy, woodsy feel. Gives that fresh tree scent even after the holidays are over because you always want to smell fresh. And they also have a body buffer, which you can use to scrub your skin. And right now, if you use the code GETCLOSE, you get 20% off at checkout plus free shipping. And we all know with the increase of gas prices, how much shipping can be. So make sure you use that code GETCLOSE to get 20% off plus free shipping to buy yourself a gift or a gift for someone else, Manscaped.
Okay, get it. Understand the relationship. So now fast forward to, you know, your papa, you know, unfortunately taking his own life, causing all sorts of like shifts and changes and weight to the situation and the dynamics and stuff. And now your mom's kind of left basically starting from scratch, you know, because she had her retirement plan set. Your dad comes, rocks all that shit up for her. We feel the effects. She's absolutely distraught and traumatized by the whole thing because it did unfortunately happen in her house. So obviously when we feel that, you know, type of world shakery, we lean on those that we trust. And for most of us, it's our family. So when she started leaning in to us, because you're her son, you're the only one she has, and the rest of her family,
yeah.
The rest of her family's in Taiwan, but they're siblings. So her parents passed, and those were her rocks. So now you're her new rock. She's leaning in. She's completely distraught, traumatized, sad, can't even stay in her own place. She's dropping hints like, hey, man, I can't be here. How are you feeling? Are you like, fuck what I feel, mom first. Whoops. All of the past history does not matter.
Nah, my first was like, oh shit. Fuck. Really? I finally have like my first, I don't know, 5-10 years of freedom. And I'm like, fuck. It's
over. It felt honestly like you had 2 years of freedom.
Yeah. The pandemic was a blessing.
Yeah. That's what it felt like.
Yeah. Honestly, when the pandemic hit and then my mom's like, fuck, I'm stuck in Taiwan. I can't come back. I'm like, oh no, not stuck. Like that. I mean, she's with her family, and then that's her hometown. So she's born, and they like amongst they're really her, tight. Yeah, they're good. They have like between two people, they have like four houses.
Yeah,
so they're comfy, and then so that actually made me feel good because I think that was the huge breath of fresh air that I needed in my life because I never really even got it, you know.
Yeah, that was the first time I heard you say you were. I think we were driving. And you're like, you know what? I have this weird feeling. I think I kind of miss my mom, and I was like, ugh.
I think up until the Porsche, every single car has been blessed by my mom.
No.
Remember? I would get the Tahoe and my mom would fucking like, my mom's, we got to do this. I'm like, I don't want no fucking monks around my fucking car. He goes, you got to do this. So she fucking hire these monks and they're fucking blessing my car with fucking incense and shit. And I'm like, man, like every part of my life has some sort of taint to it. And it wasn't really until like, you know, I was like, man, fuck this shit. And I put my foot down and I was like grabbing my independence back. So it's actually still quite recent, you know, like her fucking talents have been in me. I mean, even at our wedding
for decades,
which is what, like 2015.
Yeah.
That's like 7 years ago. Even at our wedding, she had like talents still there, you know?
Yeah.
So it just felt like she'd be like, oh no, you need to do this. And then go to like Joe. Oh no, you need to do this. Oh, you need to do. I'm like, bitch, this is a fucking American wedding. We have our own customs. You see, none of us are wearing shoes in this bitch. We're doing our own rules, okay? So what? Even American traditions we're throwing out the window. All traditions we're throwing out the window. We're doing this the way we want to.
Yeah.
And she's still going around like, oh, no, you best friend. The best friend got to do this to that person do this to this person. You know? So, like, it's still recent. And then so when the pandemic hit, I was like, the pandemic hit, and I was like, oh, there's some good shit.
I felt it too, for sure.
Yeah. So, pandemic's very recent. The minute this all happened, I'm like, but no, oh no.
You felt like it was going to go back to the old ways?
Yeah, and then now how am I supposed to say no?
You can't.
Because this is fucking huge. Extenuating circumstances. Yeah. You have to say yes. You know?
How do you say no? You're a fucking piece of shit.
But what was fucking cool is my wife is fucking amazing. She's very supportive. She's loving. And so my wife told me, she was like, hey,
don't make a bitch cry, okay? Don't even talk about it like that. Keep talking shit. I can't take this soft shit. Keep calling me a bitch.
I'm talking about my wife. I'm not talking about you fucking bitch angel. So my wife was like, you know, like, your mom really needs you right now. What happened is really, really crazy. And she doesn't have anyone else. So if she wants, like, she could come stay with us. And I was like, oh shit, you know, I was like, fuck, someone's gonna go through this together with me. And not only do it's obviously it's easy to see people's flaws, so not only does my wife know the flaws because you've been with me the whole time and I've been venting our whole fucking relationship.
Yeah, you won't shut your fucking mouth.
I won't shut my mouth about it. And I built a fucking career talking shit about it. And you were able to accept her. So I was like, if she's able to accept her, because that's what I'm worried about. Because I've been dealing with this, so I feel like it's easier for me. For someone that hasn't grown up in a fucking Britney Spears conservatorship, it's going to be really hard. It's going to be very, like, juxtaposing, you know? And when you were down, I was like, all right, let's give it a try. And she's been fucking pleasant, actually, which is pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Because even when, you know, when the incident happened, when my dad just passed and I immediately, like, went to go to my mom, it was, like, kind of like PTSD. I was like, fuck, here we go again. I'll sleep in my room. Please sleep in my room. And she got a fucking rock hard ass bed. And then she wants me to do this and to do that. And then she goes, I'll drink like cold water. Why do you drink cold water? Water's too cold. Like, you gotta drink warm water. And I'm like, oh, fuck, here it all goes again, you know? So I got another taste of it, but I'm like, I don't really give a fuck about this. I'm here for you. So I'll just deal with this for a week. But I want you to feel supported. And then so when I left, and then you're like, maybe you should have your mom come and stay and then get out of the energy of the house. I was like really, really appreciative.
Oh, cool. I thought you were going to be like, oh no, trauma.
I mean, I was appreciative. I just knew what we had to do, but I was also counting on the days to kick her ass out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, how long do you think she'd be here? And you were like, I can only stand her for a week.
Yeah, I was like, no more than a week. I was like, after a fucking week, we need to get her ass out of here. But what's crazy is she's been here, what, like 2 weeks, 3 weeks now?
3 weeks.
See? It's pretty cool. Like, I don't have the urge to want to kick her ass out.
Yeah, it seems like now she understands. So for me, it was always so eye-opening because I grew up where the man is the head of the household. And that's how my, you know, that's my dad's role. My mom respected that role. You know, they had their very specific, unique roles, you know, in their dynamic. And then that's how he was raising my brother, you know? And, like, I always heard that. Like my brother versus, like, me and my sisters had different sets of rules.
That's how mine was too. Except when the mom is Cersei Lannister, she doesn't want to let Joffrey blossom.
Rule. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. So when I saw your guys' dynamic, and all my friends were Mexican too, you know, and like I grew up predominantly like with like Asians and Mexicans, you know, and like all of our Mexican traditions or customs or whatever were similar. So then I'm with you and we're about to start dating, or we just started dating, and you're like talking on the phone all the time with your mom. I'm like, holy fuck. And you're 20, what? This is crazy. And then now we're like living together, and like your mom's like making you wear red underwear, and like, oh, I have to do this because of my mom. And I was just like, does she not know you're a man? Like, I just couldn't, my mind couldn't understand that. Cause I'm like, what type of man does she think she's raising? You know what I mean? Like, because for me, the man has to take care of the family, but if the mom's always involved, he's not really a man. He's just listening to the mom's rules.
Yeah.
So now what happens when the mom passes away or is no longer in the picture? Is this man going to be able to support me and my family? Yeah. And not support financially, but I mean just in every aspect of the word support.
Yeah, can it be like a pillar for people to lean on if you've been the leaner?
Exactly. So yeah. I was like, I don't know if I want to be with this guy, because I don't know how what other word to use other than this one, but like I was just like, man, he's kind of like being a little bitch, you know, in the beginning. Obviously, the more I got to know you, I'm like, that's not the case at all. But it was definitely something I had to heavily consider, because I'm like, dude, this is not the man I want. You know, like I want a fucking man that like
the house could be mom around as shit.
Not slaps his mom around, but understands what his role and his position is, because that's just what I know a man to be.
Yeah.
You know, if some shit's all fucking crazy, the house is on fire, the man needs to be in control, have a plan, where the wife is now going, cool, I've had like my plan, I'm taking care of, like, you know, the roles, like very clear cut roles.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, seeing that relationship and that control that your mom had over you, I was just like, I'm like, man, does she not like think, again, because it's the way I was raised, but I'm like, does she not think what's gonna happen when she's not in the picture?
Nah.
You know?
Yeah. It's not how Asian moms think. You know, there's so much, like, that's the part with, like, the whole Asian culture and Asian love. It's one of the strongest forms of love I've ever seen.
Yeah,
and
it's undeniable.
And the actual most materialized form of love I've ever seen.
It's gnarly.
But it's also some of the most hollow forms of love I've seen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
Like,
I get you.
Like,
it's imbalanced.
Like, Asian love.
It's imbalanced.
Is like, how do I set up my grandkids? How do I have a legacy, generational wealth? And how do I make sure my entire lineage all become scholars and have prestige and set up to be like a family to be reckoned with? So that's extreme love, you know? But at the same time, no one feels supported. So it feels kind of hollow. Versus compared to the Western love, like everyone is all supported and like loving and like kumbayaing, but everyone's a loser.
I mean, that's not true.
That's, I mean, from the Asian perspective.
I see.
My mom would always talk shit. Like, I'm like, And like, I'll be like, oh, look at him. Like, they're so good. Like, look how good their relationship is or whatever. And then my mom like, but they're just doing this. Or they're just at Cerritos College. They're not at Harvard. And I'm like, oh, I guess if you compare it that way. I was like, yeah, I guess, you know. But then I'm like, it seems like he really likes his dad, though.
Yeah, I think that's.
Yeah, but then
for them, you're not taking your degree to the fucking grave.
Yeah, but for them, they're like, yeah, but it's not. You can't even play piano like at the 10th level. You know, I'm like, oh, I guess so. I guess I could play piano real good.
Yeah, yeah, but you're all crying in your room and like all alone.
We're like, oh, look at him. Like this guy, that guy still has a home loan. I'm like, I guess, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Is this credit score over 800? You know, so it's like it's different. Like that one, it's like. The love isn't as, that's what I'm saying. The love doesn't materialize and doesn't feel as strong, but it's like packed. It's compact. It's like, it's from the core. Asian is like strong and like legacy building, but it feels empty on the inside.
Yeah. 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 It's gnarly. I've never experienced support the way I have with your mom, you know, and the more I understand her and like, you know, hearing how she was raised and just the generation she comes from, like, I understand where all of it comes from. And your mom's such a, like, go-getter and such an extreme person that she wants to do everything at the highest standard, you know? So her version of a mom in her culture during her generation is that, right? Like, what is your community going to think about you? Like, how do I support my son's sons, you know? How was he going to be a member of this community? Like all of that was this pressure that she had. So like, that's already just Asian. And then she just like took it up even crazier because now she had something more to prove because she's a single mom. And like, you know, she just wants to be the best and wants you to be the best. So like, it's nuts. I've never experienced anything like that.
Yeah.
So like, you know, when this whole thing happened and like, I was presented with like, okay, how do I support my husband and how do I support his family? And like, I don't even see it as a difference, right? Like, yes, she's your mom, but like, she's also mine, you know? Like, there's a different relationship because she's not my blood mom, but like, I definitely have respect for her and stuff. And like, anyone that's in your side of the family is also mine. So when that happened, anything I felt like about, you know, the relationship I have with your mom or the relationship I saw between you two, like, I didn't care because it wasn't about me at that point. And it shouldn't be about me, right? So for me, I was looking at it like, okay, now we got to fucking Voltron this bitch. Let's fucking Transformer this bitch. Like, how do we support, you know, our weak side of this family? And that was the only thing I could think of, you know, like, let's bring her in. So everything that, any reservation or anything I had in my heart for that, like, you know, how she treated you growing up and like all that stuff that I just didn't agree with and I didn't like, it didn't matter. Cause I'm like, okay, you know, our family member needs our help. So let's come through. So if you were okay with it and you experienced it, I'm like, what the fuck do I have to complain about? Like, I shouldn't be complaining about shit. Cause I only got a sliver of your mom and I get a very polished version of your mom because she's not my mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. She also doesn't have the decades of I've been controlling this person. So it's so comfortable for me to just like, put these other customs on you.
And I have the choice to be like, I don't want to listen to that.
Yeah.
I can resist and I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I'm obviously respectful, but like she knows she can only put so much pressure on me.
Yeah.
Right? Because she's not my mom.
Yeah.
So seeing how you were good with it, I was just like, yeah.
I was only good with it because you were good with it.
Well, fine. But yeah, if I was just following your lead and then just like amplifying
that. I couldn't wait to throw you under the bus.
What?
I couldn't be like, oh yeah, G doesn't want you here. So I was like, I was already ready for that. So I was like, hey, do you want my mom here? Like,
yeah. I would never.
Like,
I would never.
I think she needs it actually. I was like, oh shit. I was like, hey mom. So I wanted to say that G doesn't want you here, but she does want you here.
Yes, I really wanted to amplify that.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm glad we were both very open to it. And I'm so glad that whatever your mom's been working on in terms of herself and her relationships, it seems like she's doing some deep fucking shadow work.
Yeah.
It really does feel like that. I don't know who she's talking to or who she's surrounding herself with, but it's very progressive.
She's twerking in the backyard.
Okay.
She was literally twerking in the backyard today.
She's just working out. But dude, someone her age, her generation, her culture, her traditions, how like extreme she is, for her to look within and be like, okay, I got to do some of this
work. And keep evolving.
It's nuts to me. That's insane. It's nuts. I mean, yeah. It goes to show you, again, she's just trying to do everything at the fucking highest levels, which is so rad.
Yeah.
It's been very enjoyable having her around. Like, it feels like I have my mom around, you know?
I know the craziest moment was when I was talking to you. I'm like, damn, it's been a while. And then I'm like, when do you want my mom to leave? Or, when do you think it would be? And you're like, actually, I don't even mind if she doesn't. And I was like, what?
I didn't say she doesn't. I said, I think it'd be cool to have her. We definitely need to continue to strengthen our bond and our relationship. Yeah. You know, we're still a very young couple.
Yeah.
So it's just different having an older person around.
Or even another person, non-family around.
Yeah. It's just very, it just changes the dynamic so much.
Yeah, because you're not bonding this anymore. There's additional.
Like, even Taika changes the whole dynamic, you know? Yeah. We don't have a very couple time. True, this is our time, you know?
Yeah.
But if it's not necessary, I feel like we don't need to stress ourselves over it just yet.
So
for sure, I didn't say she can stay here indefinitely.
Yeah.
If we need to, some shit happens, of course.
Yeah, someone else dies and she can stay here longer.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Fucking shit. And obviously when she needs the help and all of that, of course. But if it's not necessary, I prefer her live her life instead of just being cooped up here, living under our schedules.
Yeah, true.
Anyway, so... just seeing that it's Christmas time and that it's, you know, New Year's right around the corner and all of that, I'm just like, yeah, she just went through some crazy shit. You're her only son. She doesn't really have family. So I'm like, why would we send her out all by herself, you know? And right now it's tight because she has different houses she likes to visit. Like, she has her homegirl that she sees as her sister, that she's like, I feel so warm there and I really want to go back there because that's all in California. She has her family out in Taiwan. So for her, now she's seeing it as so dope. I have so many home bases now where I feel so much love.
Yeah.
And it really warms my heart when she feels very warm here. Because I don't know what her family structure was like, but I know the family structure she had with your dad and you wasn't her ideal. And I know that's something that she really regrets and she feels bad for.
Yeah. It almost feels like a lifelong regret, which sucks.
Yeah. So
because it almost feels the old school thinking where you kind of you fuck up once and you have the scarlet letter for the rest of your life. Yeah. It feels like my mom wears this
absolutely
failed marriage and I couldn't provide my son a happy home. It feels like this thing she's always carrying around, which really sucks ass.
Yeah, it does. So my goal in having her live here was to, one, show her she's absolutely welcomed and I support her. I love her. You know, I wanted her to feel that warmth for me.
Yeah.
And I also wanted her to feel the dynamic of our, you know, our three-way family, because I feel like we have so much love and joy and happiness just between us two and then between the three of us, me, you, and Taika. I feel like we radiate so much love and happiness and just joy that I really, I'm just so proud to show that to people, that I really wanted her to feel that and be like, oh shit, this is so tight. Because one, it makes her heart feel warm that her son's in a good spot, right?
Yeah.
Two, it makes her heart feel warm to just even be within that energy. Like, who wants to be in some tense energy, you know?
Yeah.
So I really, and the other one is, she can rest easy knowing that, you know, you're taken care of, the family's good, we're set, we're in a good spot. Like, if she's anything like my mom, which she feels like she is at times, they both live with high anxiety because they just want the best for their kids and they always want their kids, you know, to be in a good spot. Yeah. So that was really my goal with having her be here, to be like, yo, we're all good. And if you come in here, you're also going to be good. That's just always my goal with people that I love. I just want them to just feel this really big warmth. Yeah.
I think she feels it because she tells me she's closer to you than she is to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's good. That's good. Get off my fucking case, you motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. And some crazy shit's been happening too between you and your mom, where you guys are getting tighter. But I think we should probably save that for another talk, because right now we've reached the end of this one.
Oh, damn.
I know. I was just really trying to uncover all these layers, man.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Good.
Good. You're not calling me a bitch anymore. I win, you fucker.
You're always a bitch in my heart.
An angel bitch. Say it right.
Bitch angel. Bitch comes first.
I fucking hate you. Bitch angel. Bitch comes first. I need to fucking make a shirt that says bitch angel and then angel bitch. What makes someone an angel bitch versus a bitch angel?
I think angel bitches are
I don't want to know. I feel like you're gonna fucking make me feel so sad.
No, fine, go ahead.
Anyway, all right, on that note, Fuck you. I love all of you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope we were able to shed some light into your guys' relationship. I feel like the parent kid dynamic is always this weird one, or it's like this like murky one. So really happy that we are able to always open up and share. Yeah, let us know your thoughts in the comments. Let us know if there's anything else you want us to tap into. We're always an open book, and sometimes we forget the stories and the experiences that we have. So whenever you guys can, you know, present any questions to us, I really do enjoy it, and I look forward to it, because I'm like, oh yeah, I didn't realize I had that knowledge, or like I went through that. So definitely leave comments for us. Also like the video, share the video. It lets us know that, you know, we're doing a good job. And yeah, we'll catch you next week. See ya.